All right, let's do the carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Hey, the CBO dropped a new report today on healthcare. Not since the last Drake album has there been so much anticipation. The Congressional Budget Office says, drum roll, the House healthcare bill will cause 23 million people to be uninsured in the next decade, 14 million by the next year. Wait, never mind, delete. I just want the Drake album. I'll stick with the Drake album. Some on the right say that the CBO is politically biased, although it's run by a Republican. Still, this is the office whose job it is to predict what cost new legislation will have to taxpayers. And in this case, 23 million of us won't have to worry about it unless we get sick. Then, well, we're up that one creek without that one paddle. And frankly, I wouldn't get too close to the water or the paddle for fear of disease or splinters, because you're not going to have health insurance to cover. No word on whether or not this will pressure senators to change parts of the bill to lower the risk and, of course, the cost. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos testified in Congress today defending the proposed $10.6 billion cut to after-school programs and other federal programs when it comes to school. She said that the Obama administration threw tons of money in education and has nothing to show for it. So then she went on she said that by cutting the budget, they're giving the power of education back to the states. She should say back to the states, except Illinois. I've heard this a few times in a few different areas, education, environment, transportation. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but is there money at the state level for these things? Obviously, I'm speaking of our state, Illinois, but to say that we're cutting $10 billion and now the state has the power that they need to make their own choices, well, won't the state just make the same choice, cut programs, because there just isn't any money? I mean, I'm not trying to be a smartass here. I'm genuinely curious. Is the future of government under this federal government to cut spending and cut taxes so that states can increase both, like we just saw in the state Senate yesterday? So we're going to end up paying the same amount in taxes. It just is an administrative shell game. And I don't know if you've ever played the shell game on the L. You never win. And usually someone tries to rob you. So, right? Let's get local now. Alderman Burke getting all hipster cozy today by suggesting that we could give shelter to the homeless by using tiny houses. Tiny houses, of course, are tiny. And all the rage on HGTV, but he suggested maybe the fad could work to provide housing to those in need. I like it. There's nothing that says fighting homelessness like a toilet that also doubles as a sink slash bed. A new report says that Instagram is the worst social media site for users' mental health. FOMO, fear of missing out, and, quote, compare and despair are both real things that have been reported by users who are on social media, this social media site, for 2 to 3 hours a day. Listen, for the last time, that person who's smiling while wearing something cool, while doing something cool, they hate themselves. All right? It's the ones that complain and take pictures of their injuries are the ones that are cool. All right? Do we got that? Like, if you see someone says, look at this pimple, you should respond, hashtag, will you be my friend? That's just the way it is. The first marshmallow cafe is coming to Rogers Park. Marshmallows only. I didn't know snowflakes could eat marshmallows. Let me Jay Leno-ize that joke for you. I didn't know snowflakes could eat marshmallows because leftist liberals are known to live in that area. And snowflake is the new derogatory term for being liberal that they use on Twitter and the far left, huh? Moving on, Judge Ito dancers. And weather, what a gloomy day. Another one to X off the calendar before the winter arrives. Blah. The Memorial Day weekend, though, rainy, warm, and maybe sunny, maybe not. Cold? I don't know. That's the Downloads Weather Report. In sports, the Cubs are underway against the Giants tonight. Whatever happened to day games at Wrigley? Right? The big dog teams come through, and all we get is we're only going to do a few night games. We're still going to honor our heritage. That goes out the window. They got one tomorrow. I get it, a day game, but that's usually a getaway day. Half the league is playing day games. Anyway, I digress because I seem to be the only one that cares about it. So moving on. They won yesterday on a Schwarber bomb. Hayward and Rizzo, too. The bats coming alive. Lester went the distance yesterday. The pitching coming alive. That just seems to be every Cubs report. Are they coming alive? Is it time they come alive? The bats coming alive? The coaching coming alive? Everyone's coming alive. The Cubs are going out west this weekend, and they're going to dress all 70s because that's, I guess, the best decade to dress as. It's a thing that Coach Madden does. I personally like the aughts, where you can dress like Fallout Boy and Lester Holt. 70s will do. It's sideburns. Sox had a day game today, and well, all that goodwill after the series in Seattle melted away in the Arizona Heat. The Diamondbacks sweep the Sox, who are now only a game up on the Royals for that coveted last place spot in the AL Central. Also, starter Dylan Covey removed for tricep soreness last night, so a DL stint probably in the cards. I don't know what to think about this team right now. So much mental confusion. I guess you just have to recognize that it's like the 2012 Cubs, and we just have to hope that the vets heat up so we can fleece the Astros at the deadline. That's pretty much it for Sox fans. The OTA drama this year for the Bears was useless. Receiver Kevin White didn't participate on Tuesday. Mike Glennon said, hey, this is my year. And it was not only a preview for the 2017 Bears, but also a preview of all the columns that will be playing out during the year. Really? I mean, but think about it. It's all the Bears doing. When you don't tell the media what's going on, they kind of make it up. Think about it. Have you learned nothing from Trump, John Fox? Good NBA story here. The Minnesota Timberwolves are rumored to be interested in New York Knicks free agent point guard Derrick Rose. The Timberwolves, of course, coached by Tom Thibodeau. Interesting, since it was Rose's injuries that led to Thibs losing his job in Chicago. Maybe coach has Stockholm syndrome. But that would be awesome if Rose went to Minneapolis and just tore it up. Bad choice of words. Not his knees. I mean, the game. I'd love it. Especially if he gave the Warriors the run. And then, like, it was all, they won game one. Timberwolves, what is this? And then Rose hurts his knee and they lose four in a row. Anyway. Speaking of the Warriors, no word on whether or not Steve Kerr will be back for the finals, which will start a week from tomorrow. That's almost 2 weeks off for Golden State. Nice work if you can get it. And finally tonight, hey, get this. There's a Top Gun sequel in the works. It's been confirmed by Tom Cruise himself. But the big question every fan, every American is asking, will Tom Skerritt be back? If they don't have Skerritt, I mean, what do they have? For me, if they have Kenny Loggins singing Danger Zone 2, I'm in. That's the carryout from May 24th, 2017. Hey, the rain's ruining our grill. So microwaved ribs tonight. Yum. All right, coming up, Mike Fouché is going to be here. We'll talk a little Springfield, a little Chicago, Chicago Public Schools. We'll do our update as we do every Wednesday. Frank Maudry is my guest at the big table. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.